Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was in Baghdad today. Her trip wasn't publicly announced ahead of time. Secretary Rice met with Iraq's foreign minister to talk about when and how U.S. troops should be withdrawn from Iraq. They agreed in principle that there should be a timetable for withdrawal, but they're still discussing a broader pact, one that would govern future U.S.-Iraqi relations. Secretary Rice told reporters that the talks have gone well.
This is a terrific basis from which to be proceeding, and that is the success that we have achieved. We're not sitting here talking about an agreement to try to get out of a bad situation. We're talking about an agreement that is going to build a firm foundation for building on the significant success that we've had together in the last year.
That again, Secretary Rice speaking in Baghdad today. New York Times correspondent Dexter Filkins is also in the Iraqi capital. He had been out of Iraq for several months. When he returned about a week ago, he says Iraq was a different place.
It's really remarkable. Just coming back, I was startled, frankly. I'll give you a couple of examples. The New York Times has its bureau on the Tigris River on the east bank, and there's a park that runs along there. It's about 2 miles long. My entire memory of that park from 2003 until late 2006 was a dead, desolate, dangerous place. I went out there when I got here at sundown, first night I got back, and there were probably 2,000 Iraqis, kids, families walking around, baby strollers, kids playing on swing sets. I mean, it was incredible. There were women walking around in blue jeans, you know, hair uncovered. I mean, the whole thing. It was just extraordinary. It was like I didn't recognize the place upon coming back.
So how much can that be credited to the surge that happened, that was ordered last year, early last year, and that started last summertime? How much can be credited to the surge?
Well, I think probably most of it is the surge. But it's not the only thing. And I think the Americans were able to exploit a bunch of other changes that were happening. The most significant of those was the decision by the leaders of the country's Sunni minority to basically change sides and attack al-Qaeda. So now you have literally guys who were blowing up American Humvees are now on the American payroll, $25 million a month. There's 100,000 of what they call the Sons of Iraq now on the payroll.
Let me just interrupt there, Dexter. Given the fact that Secretary Rice is now talking to the Iraqi government about a timetable for withdrawal, will those former insurgents stay on the American payroll now as they work for the Iraqi government once the U.S. pulls out?
Well, I think the better way to ask that question is whether the Shiite-dominated government is going to keep these guys on the payroll. They don't like them, by and large. A lot of them are former Sunni insurgents. They don't like them. They don't trust them. They don't like paying them. You know, I think the Americans would like to see these guys, the Sons of Iraq, stay on the payroll, you know, as long as it keeps the peace.
You interviewed General Petraeus there. How fragile does he believe the situation now on the ground is? Does he believe that the remarkable progress that you've been talking about can stay, especially when the Americans leave?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we talk mainly about the progress. And I asked him, how sustainable is this? And he basically said, it's not self-sustaining. It's very fragile. And what he meant by that is, it's going to take a lot more work, and you know, American work, and American boots on the ground. You know, that's not his decision to make. Probably at the end of the day, it'll be determined by the next president. But that's essentially what he was saying, I think, which is, it's more likely to be sustainable and permanent if there's a sizable presence of American forces here.
All right. Dexter Filkins, foreign correspondent for The New York Times, speaking to us from Baghdad. His newest book is called The Forever War, about his experiences in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's coming out next month, in fact. Dexter, thanks a lot.
Sure. Thank you.